Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on vlogtalkradio.com. And I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you here.
Love you, babe.
Love you too. Today, we're going to be discussing lesson 106, Let Me Be Still and Listen to the Truth. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
Let me be still and listen to the truth. If you will lay aside the ego's voice, however loudly it may seem to call, if you will not accept its petty gifts, which give you nothing that you really want, if you will listen with an open mind which has not told you that what salvation is, then you will hear the mighty voice of truth, quiet in power, strong in stillness, and completely certain in its message.
Listen and hear your Father speak to you through his appointed voice, which silences the thunder of the meaningless and shows the way to peace to those who cannot see. Be still today and listen to the truth. Be not deceived by voices of the dead, which tell you they have found the source of life and offer it to you for your belief. Attend them not, but listen to the truth.
Be not afraid today to circumvent the voices of the world. Walk lightly past their meaningless persuasion. Hear them not. Be still today and listen to the truth. Go past all things which do not speak of him who holds your happiness within his hand, held out to you in welcome and in love. Hear only him today, and do not wait to reach him longer. Hear one voice today.
Today the promise of God's word is kept. Hear and be silent. He would speak to you. He comes with miracles 1,000 times as happy and as wonderful as those you've ever dreamt or wished for in your dreams. His miracles are true. They will not fade when dreaming ends. They end the dream instead and last forever, and they come from God to his dear son, whose other name is you.
Prepare yourself for miracles today. Today, allow your Father's ancient pledge to you and all your brothers to be kept. Hear him today and listen to the word which lifts the veil which lies upon the earth and wakes all who sleep and cannot see. God calls to them through you. He needs your voice to speak to them, for who could reach God's Son except his Father calling through yourself?
Hear him today and offer him your voice to speak to all the multitudes who wait to hear the word that he will speak today. Be ready for salvation. It is here and will today be given unto you, and you will learn your function from the one who chose it in your Father's name for you.
Listen today, and you will hear a voice which will respond throughout the world through you. The bringer of all miracles has need that you receive them first, and thus become the joyous giver of what you received. Thus does salvation start, and thus it ends. When everything is yours and everything is given away, it will remain with you forever, and the lesson has been learned.
Today we practice giving. Not the way you understand it now, but as it is. Each hour's exercise should begin with this request for your enlightenment. I will be still and listen to the truth. What does it mean to give and to receive?
Ask and expect an answer. Your request is one whose answer has been waiting long to be received by you. It will begin the ministry for which you came and which will free the world from thinking giving is a way to lose. And so the world becomes ready to understand and to receive.
Be still and listen to the truth today. For each 5 minutes spent in listening, 1,000 minds are open to the truth. And you will hear the holy word you hear. And when the hour is past, you will again release 1,000 more who pause to ask that truth be given them along the way.
Today, the holy word of God is kept through your receiving it to give away, so you can teach the world what giving means by listening and learning it of Him. Do not forget today to reinforce your choice to hear and to receive the word by this reminder, given to yourself as often as is possible today. Let me be still and listen to the truth. I am the messenger of God today. My voice is His to give what I receive.
Let me be still and listen to the truth. And so it is. Let's join together for a moment of silence before we continue. Let's take another good deep breath. If you lay aside the ego's voice and listen with an open mind, then you'll hear the mighty voice, capital V, voice of truth, quiet in power, strong in stillness, and certainly and certain in its messages. We're speaking here of the Holy Spirit. Listen and hear your Father speak to you through His appointed capital V voice. This is the voice of the Holy Spirit. But the Course tells us that it is nothing more than your right mind. And it's the connection with that self, that aspect of you, that the Course has been leading us all along. And we've talked about it. We've danced around it. We've mentioned it. We've talked about it directly and indirectly. But it's what this Course is about. It's about becoming the elevated self of form. It's about being the representative of that voice in form. It's about connecting. It's about discovering an access point. And this lesson is telling us how to do it, literally, by being still and listening, setting aside the voice of the ego. And while it seems impossible to quiet the mind, so that there is no voice, no chatter, what we can do is step back away from it, give it no attention. It's still there. It's still doing what it's doing. It's like a radio playing in the distance. You know, as you practice your meditation, you be able to withdraw your attention from it. It's reminds me of me trying to get my son's attention when he was watching TV when he was younger, and when he was plugged into what he was giving attention to, and I could literally almost be talking loudly to him and he wouldn't notice that I was talking to him at all, because he was tuned in to enough of a voice. Mm-hmm. And we are in fact tuned in quite committedly to the voice of fear. Mm. It's been our guide, it's been our teacher, it's taken the place of the voice of truth, our entire existence in this incarnation for many, many years. And so it takes practice to still the mind or to still the attention, to be intent on not listening to that, just ignoring it. And so I always hear this phrase, you know, get thee behind me, you know, from the Bible. It's not a devil. It's not really even evil unless you see that evil and love are one. It's just a construct of a loveless thought system, that we could call it evil because we don't recognize love in it. But it's like dimming a light. We just turn it down. It's still a light. It never quits being a light. It just, you know, it's still there. We just keep turning it down further and further, where there's almost no perception of light left in it. So this is our call to practice diligently, I think, in this lesson in particular. Mm-hmm. to recognize that there is a voice within. It's in the heart space. So this is the beginning of the wholeheartedness, joining of mind and heart. Mm-hmm. And as we join mind with heart, the purpose of mind here is to listen, mm-hmm. not to fill in the blanks, not to add attitude or comment. And begin to recognize that dialogue can take place, but at first we must just create a space so that that voice, which is quiet in its silence, quiet in power, strong in stillness, and completely certain in its messages, can be received by us so that we're not listening to that ego chatter, that loud voice. It's just rock us all the time in our head. And it is in our head. It feels like it's in our head. So this is about stepping back from that voice, finding that neutral ground, if possible, where we can see ourselves listening with deeper intent. I will be still and listen to the truth. What does it mean to give and to receive? So we're asking a question here. We're asking for truth. And I love this is because one of the phrases that Raj taught me a long time ago was just, you know, what is the truth? Just keep going to spirit and just keep asking, what is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth? Mm-hmm. It's a simple question, but it opens a door where dialogue can begin, an access point can be revealed, and we can begin to have a new experience in this experience of form. And we call it, In a course of love, it's called the elevated self of form. Mm. Mm.
Beautiful. And that elevated self of form is, can you?
That elevated self of form is you, your Christ self, mm-hmm. Christ consciousness, as it is revealed to the world, expressed in the world, as you, as uniquely individuated self of God. You know, mm-hmm. it's like everybody has different fingerprints. Everybody is uniquely, has a different body structure. We are all uniquely different in God in our gift of expressing love. Mm-hmm. So that voice comes through us as our expression, as the uniquely perfect child of God. And mm-hmm. so that elevated self of form is being the Christ mm-hmm. in form. As mm-hmm. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So in the fourth paragraph here, it talks about that God's miracles or the Holy Spirit's miracles are true, and that they, for they come from God to his dear Son, and I love this, whose other name is you. Mm-hmm. And when I first read that, it just, oh, it was just this opening of my heart, this resonance, this recognition that, oh yeah, you know, I just thought that that was lovely. And, you know, be still and listen to the truth. This is what you teach, what we teach every time we talk about the Holy Instant, which is, you know, that practicing that connection and then asking what the truth is, that we are empowered by the questions that we ask in this particular lesson. One of the goals of the course is to teach what it means to give and receive. And so here, I will be still and listen to the truth. What does it mean to give and to receive? So this is a cornerstone of the teaching here, mm-hmm. that we understand that giving and receiving are one, what it means. And in this, there is an order that is being kind of outlined, is that you must receive. You know, you must be willing to receive mm-hmm. so that you may give. That's and right. In our giving, in our receiving and in our giving, we become the messengers for God. The very last one said, let me be still and listen to the truth. I am the messenger of God today. You, listener, you, a mighty companion, we are the messenger of God today. My voice is his. My voice is God's to give what I receive. And so in our listening, in our receiving, we are then sharing and giving, which makes it, which multiplies it, multiplies what can't be multiplied, because actually it is all that is, but it deepens and strengthens it. And it connects us one with the other. So yesterday's lesson, where we were thinking of somebody that we might consider an enemy and offering them peace and joy, that I may experience peace and joy, that's what our sharing does. That's when we give, it's not the laws of the world, that when we give, it actually expands and increases what we already have and what we, our awareness of it. And so anyway, it's a beautiful continuation of these lessons. Let me be still and listen to the truth. Again, we continue with 5 minutes per hour. So we're really developing the practice, the practicing of the presence throughout the day, throughout our experience. And as we ask the question, as we meet this practice, that we can begin to cultivate the holy and divine expectation that we are answered. And so we meet these moments with a joyfulness and an expectancy of being fulfilled.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. A lesson well worth reading a couple of times today, and practicing as it's suggesting, and allow that liberation from this false mind to begin. Let me be still and listen to the truth. And so it is. Bless you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us here. We love you. Thank you so much for staying with us. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send